Dancing Letters Press presents The Tremble of Love, a novel of the Baal Shem Tov by Annie Tuzman. Narrated by Stefan Rudnitsky. Here, with a preface and author's note, is Annie Tuzman.
Preface. The Tremble of Love, a novel of the Baal Shem Tov, is an historical novel inspired by the life of Rabbi Yisroel ben Eliezer, who became known as the Baal Shem Tov, the good master of the name. Born in 1698 in the Polish-Lithuanian Commonwealth, the Baal Shem Tov was a healer and spiritual guide. It is said that everywhere he went, he encountered the Shekhinah, the sacred presence. The Baal Shem Tov's life is swathed in legends and tales of miracles. He wrote no books and asked his followers not to write down his teachings, but instead to live them through their loving actions and their joy. The intention of this book is to bring the world and heart of the Baal Shem Tov to life and to convey the essence of his teachings. While events reputed to have occurred in the rabbi's life are woven into the tapestry of this telling, the novel is a fictional account. A number of the book's characters are based on people known to have been or believed to have been in the Baal Shem Tov's life. Others have been inspired by my study and my inner relationship with the master. The Tremble of Love, a novel of the Baal Shem Tov, tells the story of a rare teacher who saw love everywhere and beckoned it forth from the hearts of rag pickers, ruby merchants, midwives, and murderers. It is said that to tell and listen to stories about a great soul evokes blessing. May it be so. Author's note. That which is nameless and beyond description is called by many names. Source, oneness, I am, God, Adonai, Allah, Christ, Shekhinah, Shakti, Tao, love. In Hebrew alone, there are at least 72 different names for God. If one name, or no name at all, finds favor with you, please feel free to substitute accordingly whenever you hear a name for the nameless in this book.
Part 1, 1707, Village of Okup, Podolia region, the Polish-Lithuanian Commonwealth. 1.
Caring for that child is like trying to tame the wind, the butcher's widow lamented, unaware that Srolik was near enough to hear her.
The gentle widow huddled close to her friend under the baker's tin awning, waiting for the hard rain to ease, so she could make her way through the marketplace before the Sabbath's descent.
"We have done what we could to honor the memory of the boy's holy parents," the baker's wife assured her companion. "The righteous Sarah and Eliezer would surely forgive us for giving up an impossible duty."
There was nothing to forgive, Srolik thought, crouched for shelter under a nearby empty cart.
The villagers of Okup had cared for him as best they could these past 3 years. It wasn't the villagers' fault that his parents were dead.
"Your strange ways are no surprise to me," the tinsmith had chided early that morning, dragging his cart past Srolik. "Your parents bore you in the midnight of their lives. Little wonder your mind is wrapped in darkness."
Srolik had kept his gaze lowered as usual, continuing to walk slowly toward no particular destination. He hadn't understood what the tinsmith meant, but felt relieved to hear him say it. Maybe this explained why Srolik seemed to move in a different world than others around him,
a world quiet and vast, as if it had no end.